With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Mutt at Night on WEEI.
So much to discuss with Ryan Hannibal, WEEI.com. Hour 2, Mutt at Night on your Wednesday. Your phone calls until 10 o'clock. We're not going anywhere. We hope you don't either. 617-779-7937. Twitter, Mutt, WEEI. Mutt at Night, WEEI. I want to follow the show. Hannibal is here, refreshed and ready to go. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, Mutt.
You ready to jump in on some Brady stuff?
Well, I was going
to
say, for once, Brady's not like the biggest storyline in sports. Coronavirus.
Yeah, we found out last couple of weeks when these Red Sox stories have broken.
That I can handle those?
You can handle baseball. Can you handle medical, coronavirus
stuff? I wrote a column on coronavirus on the website. I got some of that before I came in here.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, on how I thought the NCAA did the right thing with how they're handling March Madness.
Okay, so we'll circle back to that. Ends up, they might not be the biggest story tonight when it comes to coronavirus. Just a second ago, Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN, was on SportsCenter explaining what the NBA is at least planning on doing going forward.
The greater consensus right now among NBA teams is to continue playing the season, but without fans in arenas. The league is going to make a decision by Thursday, by tomorrow, on next steps. But there's a push in this league right now to continue the season without fans in the arena. Another consideration on that owner's call with the league today, I'm told, was the idea of taking a hiatus, stepping back from the season, postponing games, potentially canceling regular season games. But right now, there's a greater push, a much greater push, I'm told, with the league in just continuing to play games, but do it without fans in the arena. And one thing that I know the league office, certainly teams all want, they don't want lost games, and they want to try to keep these games on television.
All right, that's Woj, and that second half is important because they're at least keeping the option open to pause the season, hiatus the season, cancel parts of the season, whatever. And I think that is a lot more likely than many people because they are one headline away from shutting the entire thing altogether down. Because as we're speaking right now, the LA Times just tweeted out, Italian soccer club Juventus says one of its players, defender Daniel Regani, has tested positive for COVID-19. The second that happens, the league shuts down for at least 2 weeks and probably longer than that. So it's not a matter of if but when, just given the science of it. So I guess if you want to pause it for now and say no fans, that's fine. But what are the chances, Ryan, that these leagues, whether it's NHL, NBA, the NCAA tournament teams, that none of their players end up testing positive during the stretch? To me, it's a very unlikely scenario.
It's possible, certainly possible, but you would like to think that the United States is ahead of Italy with, you know, the way that it's going, and they're going to get ahead. They've seen what's happened over there, and they're taking the measures now to get ahead of it.
Do we feel like we're ahead of it? Do we feel like we're... maybe we are. Maybe we're ahead of their coverage altogether. Maybe we're ahead of what they did.
But I think there is something to be said for it, and I don't know if we've even talked about it, but you can't be scared. Like, we talked about you last week not going to Vermont. Like, you can't be scared. You can't live your life scared and change everything.
Well, you can change some things.
But,
you can take
are.
Extra precautions.
But they are by banning fans.
Yeah.
So I think they're taking the right step. Like, going the step further and canceling games and postponing games is just, I think that's too far.
A Windhorse went on to say on ESPN, talk about canceling games in the NBA.
I'm just going to tell you, I'm looking at what happened in China and I'm looking at what happened in Italy. And in both those cases, they tried to continue those leagues, especially in Italy, without fans in the soccer league. And it just did not work. Mm-hmm. And now today we have a reported case of a Juventus player, one of the most powerful, biggest teams in Italy, coming down with the coronavirus. I think that eventually you're going to see the leagues have to suspend That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have to suspend play.
I'm with Windhorse on this. He just walks around and follows LeBron James and sniffs him and writes about him, whatever. I'm with him.
I'm not saying do it today. Right.
But I'm saying eventually, maybe it's me mentally preparing myself.
Well, okay. Well, here's
it's going to eventually be a complete shutdown of sports in our country, including my favorite event of the year, the Kentucky Derby. For the record, that's not going to happen.
Well, that's until May. There's time.
It's not enough time. The infield, the Kentucky Derby, bodily fluids flying everywhere.
But
Hannibal. Not good.
If let's just say a player in the NBA tested positive,
yep.
Would that mean that you would shut down MLB, NHL, or would it just be restricted to the NBA?
Oh, I think the rest of the leagues would follow suit
in an act of
precaution, right? So the NBA would have to, because immediately that team is quarantined for 2 weeks.
And then any other team that played that team in...
within, I don't know, the last 5-10 days?
Right.
And then the travel cities they went through. Right. I mean, I guess as part of that, did they go through certain airports, which is a whole different question.
Also,
I'm not sure.
I'm also thinking this out. Don't you think the United States sports leagues have better travel precautions than, say, Italy?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I'm just assuming.
So they fly privately. I assume all NBA teams do. Every NBA team do a good job making sure they go to their planes and make sure they clean their planes and clean the bathrooms of their planes, and they're still going to the stadium, and these guys are for example, the Dallas Mavericks.
Yep.
They probably practice today at the not a practice facility, but the actual go to the arena.
Yep.
There's salespeople at that arena. There are marketing people at the arena.
Well,
they test everybody there? This is what I mean, the little cracks that sort of you don't account for, think of, that you could have come in contact with.
But if you're going to go down the sports thing, then why are we still having schools? Why are they still in session?
Well, I can tell you in the Greenwich, I don't know which town it is, but in that very expensive area of Connecticut.
Fairfield County.
Yeah. They just canceled school for the next 2 weeks in the last couple hours.
Isn't that considered?
I'm on a group text, and they said.
You're on the ground in Fairfield County.
One of the dads just said, school shutting down here for a 2 week minimum.
I think he's
in around Fairfield County.
Because I think I read that that's a hotbed for the, in that New York City, greater New York City area.
Isn't everywhere going to be a hotbed at some point?
The insiders.
The coronavirus insiders?
Yes, the ones that actually...
That's not a bad title, coronavirus insider. If you need me on your radio show or podcast to be a coronavirus insider, I'll come on your show and talk coronavirus.
Just think of how much opportunity to get now.
So I, if you wrote that the NCAA did the right thing...
Yeah.
I'm completely with you. And I think
I gave him credit for getting ahead of it. That wasn't my main focus, but MLB, NHL, and the NBA, there's been nothing from the league at the top. There's been no statement by saying, even just we're monitoring the situation. So I give Mark Emmert and the NCAA credit for getting ahead of it, but also playing the games. They're not going the Ivy League route where they're canceling everything. So I give them credit not only for getting ahead of it, but also making sure the games still get played.
What's weird is that we're going to have, and that's next week, right? Yep. The tournament starts. There'll be games this weekend. Big East. I mean, it could change. Honestly, I'm saying this now. Well, good chance it could change. But Big East, ACC.
It seems like they're already starting to transfer over to the no fans. Each conference.
Some of them, but not all of them right now.
Well,
you're a golf guy. Did you start your golf podcast yet?
I'm waiting.
When is that going to start? Waiting. People have been begging for that podcast to start.
Masters weekend.
They might not be a Masters weekend at this point, for God's sake. But
they're still going.
The Players Champion this weekend, Ryan Acella, who used to work in this market, now works in New York in PGA, he tweeted out today they're going to have 200,000 fans at the TPC. They're going as scheduled.
Yeah,
that seems like a major, major issue.
My wife actually brought that up to me, saying why that's still going. But I think it's different because they're outdoors and that they're not all contained into one space.
Maybe the Derby will happen because the Derby's outside.
Well, they're all contained in the infield. I'm saying for golf.
Can horses get coronavirus? Do you know that? Coronavirus expert?
I thought I've read the animals.
Nick, look that up. See if animals can get COVID-19. I don't know that.
I read that.
Really?
Yeah.
So my cat could get COVID.
I thought it said it could be passed by dogs. I thought I read that somewhere.
I don't know that. The people calling and texting going by your podcast, I can't now. I don't even know if pets get COVID-19. So I'm with you on these tournaments. And look, I would love to sit here, Ryan, because quite frankly, my side of the political aisle is the one saying, oh, we're overreacting. Oh, it's a big deal. And Clay Travis had a 9-thread tweet today about how overreacting we are. And I personally don't feel that way. Okay. I am telling you, there are some people, if you're bunkering down right now and you're buying,
Ken Laird.
If you're Ken Laird buying pallets of toilet paper, I guess that's the case.
I guess.
And you've got canned goods and you're not going anywhere and your kids aren't going anywhere and there are no confirmed cases in your area, That to me is panicky, yep. And I would not be doing that. But if you want to not stay in a hotel, you saw the Boston hotels today. One of them said they had two cases, so they have to shut things down and clean things up. If you want to avoid large areas, if sure. you want to wear gloves or you want to bring cleaning supplies with you on public transportation or in an Uber, those to me, again, are all things that are fine. I was at the gym today, and I must have wiped my hands down with hand sanitizer 35 times in an hour.
When I flew to Hawaii, we did the same thing to our seats.
Yeah. I mean, so that's what you
that's
do.
That's understandable.
Nick, we have an update on pets and COVID-19.
There is currently no evidence that suggests that pets can get infected with coronavirus, but the Houston Humane Society and the Centers for Disease Control want pet owners to be prepared as coronavirus grows.
Hmm. See?
So it can mutate.
It's possible.
That's a tough one. Isn't the dog show coming up? Or we are through the dog show.
I'm not on that dog.
It already happened. Yeah, thank God, because that thing's always a blast. So I'm with you on the NCAA, and I'm not even sure. Well, you know what? I was going to say I'm not sure where the debate is right now. We'll get to Brady coming up. 617-779-7937.
I got one for you.
You got the Brady's a villain camp?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because I said I'm not sure where the debate is. We'll get to a medical professional in a second who's waiting patiently. But Danny in Southie has the debate for canceling basketball, why it's bad. Hi, Danny.
What's going on, brother?
Danny,
what's going on?
Go ahead, buddy.
Hey. Listen, okay, I'm going to keep my political opinion out of this as much as I can, as much as I think that this is politically driven. But we're talking about canceling America. Like, you know, with NBA games, NHL games, March Madness. What's next, Apple Pie guys? Come on, man. I think we are overreacting. And what are we afraid of? Are we afraid of basketball? Our elite basketball players and our elite NHL catching a flu? I mean, these guys can kick a flu out of their body in 2 seconds, man. They're the most healthiest, most you know where I'm shooting for, man. I mean, overreaction big time, and, you know, I'm not going to mention anything political, but I think it's just a bunch of hogwash.
Well, look, I think we probably are lying politically, Danny, but to me, and maybe right now canceling the games is, I would say, canceling
strong.
Games altogether is borderline overreacting.
Yes.
But I'm not going to be surprised one player gets it,
but
when
also,
the league has to end up doing that.
It's not because of the players. It's about trying to contain the virus and making it go away faster.
Yes, like, because the
it has nothing to do with the players themselves. Correct?
I don't. We talked about the players being more immune to it because of they're in better shape. And not what we know right now is that yes, if you're in good shape and you're healthy,
the fans, right?
But he's talking about the canceling the games. I mean, canceling the games and no fans, like it is what it is. I'll still watch the tournament next week.
Right.
Canceling the games themselves right now seems overreactive, but the first case that pops up,
right.
Or the first time where after the fact somebody was at the arena, like an essential player, essential team personnel,
that's all it takes,
ends
is
up
one.
Testing positive, ball game, that's it. And then you're going to shut the whole thing down altogether.
Right.
So, un-American's not it. It's definitely overreactive. The fan thing is not overreactive. There's just too many people that don't adhere by the rules right now. They don't care about it. They just want to go and do their thing, and they don't care about the results of people around them.
You would have some diehard, you know, Duke fan in the NCAA tournament that could have potentially been self-quarantined but had tickets to Duke, Virginia, and had to go to the game and would go at all costs. So, like, you can't trust people.
So the two towns, at least two right now, the Greenwich and Westport School District, both are closed tomorrow until further notice.
Okay.
So it's, again, it feels like that is coming
and
for a lot of people.
Colleges
we'll
are doing all, like, colleges I can kind of see.
Colleges are saying don't come back to campus for the rest of the year.
Because I think most of that's, like, where you don't know where people have gone for spring break.
Yeah, and they're asking people not to travel for spring break, which, again, I'll go back to, like, not really adhering to the rules. Like, if you're a college kid and you're 18 and you saved up for Cancun, you're probably still going to Cancun.
Well, right. I think, but
you're not traveling.
But if you're going to Italy, you probably shouldn't.
Flights are cheap right now.
I was going to say.
Flights are dirt cheap right now.
Is the airport shut down in Italy? Can we look that up?
Everything
are they still letting flights
down.
In
they
and
they
out?
Did they lock down?
I thought they shut everything down.
I don't know, but I'm asking, does it include the airport? No, every store except for grocery stores and pharmacies are shut down in Italy.
The airport probably has to stay open, right?
Not for nothing. Will they keep the liquor stores open in Massachusetts if they end up closing, do you think?
That'd be considered a grocery store.
Good. People should know that. Sean's in Maine, says it works in the medical field and wants to talk about coronavirus. Sean, thanks for your patience, man. What's going on?
How's it going, guys? All right.
Good
so
show.
I'm a biomedical equipment technician. I repair medical equipment through pretty much every department in the hospital that I work at. I work for a decent sized medical system, and I want to bring up a point. I don't think there's any fact behind this. This is basically my opinion.
Sure.
But let's just say that the hospital I work for has 24 ventilators. That's not an exact number, but I specifically work on respiratory equipment usually. Ventilators are the things that they intubate you with when you have this disease. They're the things that breathe for you. If more than 24 people get this disease and we only have 24 ventilators, or one of those ventilators breaks down and it's a 3-4 week repair, 3-4 day repair, where do we go from there? I don't think people are thinking about the actual equipment that does the work for your body. I think people are more concentrated on the actual outbreak rather than what the means of containing it are. And I think that's where the problem arises, that we can't contain this well enough to actually stop the rapid amount that's spreading.
Well, you mentioned ventilators, Sean, but I also, you correct me if I'm wrong, but hospital beds, you know, doctors in general, like the story I was reading today, like where the real stress will come, and the oxygen, the ventilators are one thing, but these doctors who will not be able to have a break, they'll be working around the clock 24/7, because if you don't socially distance, and that's the phrase people need to walk away from tonight, that we're going to need to socially distance ourselves from other people for a short period of time, then more people are going to get it. Hospitals get overflowed, like Sean, like you said, and then eventually you're in a decision. Do I give the ventilator to this person or that person? Well, if this person doesn't get it, they might die. They might die.
Yeah, we have a 28-year-old and a 56-year-old who already has pneumonia. Who are you going to give it to at that point?
Well,
not to mention, I've seen in Italy, they run out of space in their ICUs. They're putting decon tents in their hallways to set up fake ICU rooms just to keep this thing under wraps. It's, you know.
Don't you think with the more like federal money that's going to be invested in this, is going to take care of situations like that by trying to make sure hospitals don't, you know, fall short on equipment?
Well, here's the thing is the government doesn't make the equipment. We have to rely on vendors to get parts. There's certain parts that I just don't keep in stock because they cost so much money. They take so long to get shipped out. If something breaks down and I have to repair this, and I don't have parts, and I have to wait for the vendor who has a back order of 4 months, it is what it is. You know, only certain companies make these parts. They're not something you can go to Home Depot to buy, you know. So
this is an angle we haven't really discussed because it really doesn't.
Well, it's the stress on the healthcare system. It's boring to, like, it's not a sports topic.
And we can't
really
relate to it as much as somebody else can. But
no, but I mean, that's somebody who works in the medical field telling you. Like, there's a limit to the stress you can put on our hospital system. And look, I think this, we had a family member recently in the ER, okay? Mm-hmm. And there weren't enough rooms for that person to be seen. They were seen in a hospital bed in a hallway somewhere because the ER just had a busy night that night because it was a busy flu day or something like that. And you're dealing with that on like a much, much, much higher and more extreme
stress
level.
Yeah.
And so when you socially distance, you slow down the spread, and so as people are getting it, the amount of people getting it is spread out over a longer distance of time, and so the healthcare system is able to eventually deal with the amount because it's not all happening in like let's call it a 2 month span, a 2 week span.
Correct.
Like that. And that's to me. That ends up being one of the biggest issues about this because there are people that are going to need more care than others. As you said, the elderly before.
Yep.
Lou called them the elderlies yesterday, which is a nickname I had never heard before, but my parents, the elderlies.
Mm-hmm.
And then people who have asthma, people with respiratory issues, they're affected much differently. In fact, I was reading today where they're like some people are having symptoms where they are sick, they have it, and they literally have a minor cold. Like they wouldn't even know unless they took a test. Other people are getting it, and they need to be on a ventilator like that day because they can't breathe.
Well, I'm sure it depends on the person.
Yeah, that too. So it's this idea that, oh, it's just a cold. It's more extreme than that.
Head doctors that spoke today in Washington said it's 10 times stronger than the natural flu.
I like that. One of the head doctors.
I don't know the terms.
That's coronavirus expert Ryan Hannibal. He's in the studio with us tonight taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Neither one of us. Let me make this is not this disclaimer. Nor Mutt nor Ryan Hannibal are coronavirus experts.
No.
We are giving our opinion, and my opinions are based on stories that I read. I have no medical expertise. I feel like now I am Portnoy. Like when Portnoy tweets out about Penn National, and then he's like, I'm not a stock expert. I am not a coronavirus expert.
You need a disclaimer at
that's
top
my
of the
disclaimer.
Show.
We should have a little disclaimer. Mutt and Hannibal, no, not coronavirus experts.
Please do not take advice.
This is not medical advice, that is for sure. But it's affecting sports, and we're talking about with you at 617-779-7937, the phone number, Twitter, at Mutt WEEI. Meanwhile, I started the show with a Patriots question. You said you're ready to answer that question.
I am.
I'm excited for that and your phone calls coming up after a very brief trending on Mud at Night.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com. The World Health Organization announced that dogs can't get COVID-19. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Right? For now, could change. Okay.
We'll go with coronavirus stuff to start. NCAA tournament. All you March Madness heads out there. The games for now are still on. The fans will not be there. And they're also saying, Hannibal, this is smart. The Final Four was going to be at the football arena. The Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta. They want to move it to a smaller arena now.
You think they're
moving
it to get fans in there?
No, they're moving it because it's silly to play in front of like an empty football stadium. It'll look really bad. They don't need all that space.
True.
And it's a waste of energy to put in a big place like that. It's going to be like 30 people watching.
I'm sure they have some insurance policy in place where they can get some money back.
That's a good point, too. NBA says for now, they're discussing the idea of no fans at games. They'll play a game tomorrow like that between the Warriors and the Nets. But Adrian Wojnarowski and ESPN suggesting that canceling the season, pausing the season is also on the plate for the NBA. The Mariners are going to move home games out of Seattle through the end of March following the state of Washington's decision to ban large gatherings. That means the XFL Dragons game this weekend, which I care about. Well, it sounds like they're going to play, but in front of no fans.
At least it's on TV, though.
First time in 258 years, New York City canceling the city's St. Patrick's Day parade. NFL news, Rick Stroud of Tampa Bay Times says the Bucks will go all in for Tom Brady. We'll get to that coming up. And the Celtics have the night off before visiting the Bucks tomorrow. Giannis returned to practice today. No word if he'll play in the game on Thursday. That's trending. I'm Mutt. Your phone calls and Tom Brady as the villain next Mutt at Night.
Now back to Mutt at Night on WEEI.
I'll get your phone calls coming up. Mutt at Night with Ryan Hannibal, 617-779-7937. Twitter and Instagram at Mutt, M-U-T-W-E-E-I. In addition to the coronavirus discussion, how it's affecting sports, NCAA tournament, no fans, NBA, that decision looming. But it sounds like they're heading that direction at the least, and certainly canceling, postponing games appears on the radar for the NBA. And as these things happen, you'll hear it here first on Mutt at Night and on WEEI. The Patriots question we started with is one that it came to me today reading a Ross Tucker tweet. So Ross Tucker does a show on radio.com.
Spurning thoughts.
Well, Ross is a good NFL guy. Played for the Patriots.
Well, boring.
I like Ross. I think he's... there are some boring people out there. I don't put him in that category for me. He pointed out that the PR spin is going to be wild next week as the Patriots try to make Brady look like the bad guy as it comes to leaving the Patriots. And I sat there for like 10, 15 minutes, whatever it was, drinking a nice cup of hot tea to try to break down the coronavirus in my body.
Change in thought?
I was like, well, what do we do? How is he the villain? And Hannibal, I can't come up with it, man. I can say how Belichick's the villain. I can see how Kraft is the villain. But given the backstory, given the contract, given the relationship back and forth, there's like no scenario I come on the air the day after Brady signs somewhere else and I tear into Brady for the decision, how he acted, how it went down. Short of being LeBron James at a Boys and Girls Club in Connecticut,
yep.
I don't see myself doing it. The callers have had a hard time with themselves. Can you paint Brady as the villain in this theory?
A couple of scenarios. One,
I'll write these down.
One's not relating to like where he would go, but one is, let's just say that there are some stories that come out with the way that he acted last year. Like, what if there are some things that went on during the year last year that we don't know, that didn't get reported yet? Like the way that he handled the Antonio Brown situation, the way that he handled being the most miserable quarterback, 8-0 quarterback in league history. Like, what if
the Patriots play a Red Sox game and they rip Brady on the way out the door?
Not necessarily rip him, but what if some of this stuff actually happened?
Leaking it to make him look bad.
Okay.
Like, Terry Francona had an issue with pain pills. They leaked that out to make him look bad on the way out the door. This would be the same exact thing, correct?
Couldn't that make him look bad?
Yeah. Yes, but I mean that's not where he signs. I mean,
I said that was separate. Do you want me to move on?
Well,
to my...
hold on. Can I ask one follow up?
Sure.
A good point. But what if the answer comes from the Darlingtons of the world, and you get some pushback on how the Patriots treated Brady or things they promised Brady, they did not for film.
Oh, I'm sure that'll happen. I'm sure that'll totally be a back and forth, and it's up to the consumer to decide who they want to believe.
But I don't necessarily disagree. That would be a scenario where fans are pissed, and they'll look at Brady a different way. But
by saying, like, Bill had no choice, this guy was, like, psycho last year, and they brought in Mohamed Tanu just to make him happy, like, how do we know what went on behind the scenes last year?
Okay, so that I had not gone down that road. I was more focused on he's the PR spin villain based on where he lands. But, yes, that's a scenario where he's a bad guy. Go ahead.
And the if he goes somewhere else, what if he goes to a team for a one-year deal and it's, like, $20 million? What if he goes to the Los Angeles Chargers for 1 year, $20 million.
What if that team had better offensive weapons?
Not right now.
You know, what was the Patriots offer?
If it's the same.
What's the Patriots offer?
If the Patriots offered the same. If Brady goes to another team and the Patriots offered the same amount of money.
But that is much more unlikely in my mind than the first scenario you pointed out. Like, I could see the things leaking out through Patriot-friendly media sources,
yep,
painting Brady in a bad light.
And then also
him taking a one-year deal there's no second year at all.
Okay.
No, that's too unrealistic.
What if he goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for, you know, an insane amount of money?
Then people will be like, totally get it. Great offense, got paid, congratulations.
But their team has no chance of winning. This is a guy who said...
The Bucs don't have a chance of winning?
Not as
the
much.
The Bucs have a better record than the Patriots next year.
I heard
year
this debate
there.
Earlier. I don't think
1,000%
so.
Right.
Nope.
I mean, I heard the debate too, and it was a good one. It's a smart
it
one
is a
because
good one.
They have a good coach, a good offense,
but their division's
underrated
tough.
Defense.
The AFC is not and compared to
who,
the NFC.
Who's the real tough team in
the
their
Saints,
division?
Come on.
After that,
the Panthers are competitive.
The Panthers have a new, brand new coach, Tom Curran called a moron the other day, and you don't know who their quarterback's going to be next. Don't give me the Atlanta Falcons. That's not
you
a
you never know.
That is
Matt
not
Ryan.
A.
Never know.
Any given Sunday.
Right.
Matt Ryan can pop up. That is not a tough division. The Bucs have a better chance of going to the playoffs next year than the Patriots do.
I disagree.
If Brady ends up there.
The AFC East is worse in that division. And again,
not by much.
It comes back to
Buffalo. Well, yeah.
Tampa Bay's defense stinks.
It does not stink.
Yes, it does.
Ryan, if you looked at their defense last year, they're one of the best run defenses in the NFL. I can pull up their defensive ratings if you want. They don't stink.
So you're saying all their points they give up were because of Jameis Winston's interceptions?
He turned the ball over 38 times, Hannibal. That's insane. 8 fumbles lost, 30 picks.
Their defense.
That's wild.
When you think of Tampa Bay, do you think, oh, their defense is unbelievable?
No, but I know that because I'm a football savant. Their run defense was second or third, fourth, fifth best. Someone
How's
in the top
their pass
five
defense?
Wasn't good in the first right. half of the year.
So, but that's my point. The Patriots, and again, it comes back to Belichick. Everybody is discrediting how much Belichick can
no,
do.
No, you're also discrediting how good Bruce Arians is, who's taken some other undermanned teams to the postseason in his career.
Who?
When you remember the Colts situation?
How do you do in Arizona?
When he had to pop in?
How do you do in Arizona?
Not terrible given the offensive talent he had there. And he got a job right away. It wasn't terrible last year. Listen to this. Listen to this road schedule. Lou pointed this out. I'm a big schedule guy on March 11th.
Oh, please.
Bears, we, Lions,
is this
ahead? Bronc-
is this Bucks next year?
This is Bucks next year. There are 8 road games besides the divisional games. Bears, Lions, Broncos, Raiders, Giants.
Pretty
That's
easy.
That's 4-1 or 5-0, right?
Yeah, but do you think, how much do you think a team's schedule is playing into Brady's decision?
Very little. Right. I think it's offensive weapons. But the question is not, we're talking about who's going to be better next year. And I think Brady with the Bucs will be better than any quarterback with the Patriots. That's what I think.
I disagree.
You're underrating the AFC East. Buffalo will be the favorite if Brady's gone in Vegas. Now, it might not be right, but Buffalo will be a slight favorite or co-favorite with the Patriots.
Yep, you're probably
if it's
right
Josh Allen
that.
And that defense back
but
again
you don't,
next year.
You don't think if the Patriots offer is somewhat in the neighborhood of whatever offer Brady gets and he goes to another team that he won't get any backlash?
Depends on the team. The Bucs, no. I mean, people will say, why didn't the Patriots? No, in that
okay,
case,
then
why didn't the Patriots?
Scenario.
Why didn't the Patriots go the extra mile to keep Brady? Why did it get to a point where he got the same sort of offer from a different
why
team?
Should they?
They had exclusive rights to negotiate with him. Why didn't they?
Well,
take advantage of that. That'd
this,
be my
well,
question.
Well, this is my other. It's sort of a different topic on this, but I give Belichick a great deal of credit with the way he's doing this. He's treating him like any other player, and he's getting to a point where sort of we've seen these last couple of days that maybe the market isn't going to be there for Brady, and he potentially could run into a scenario where he doesn't have many options, and the only one left is returning to England.
We'll talk about the market top of the hour because I think the market's going to be there, and in this case, the market only takes one team. I think there's one team looming out there with a big offer. 617-779 793-7, the phone number. Can you guys out there paint the picture as Brady is a villain if and when he does leave? Hannibal gave you two scenarios. A one-year deal somewhere else for similar money, which to me sounds unrealistic. The second one, I sort of buy into, that they leaked some things out that Brady was a pain in the ass last year. That will bother some fans, that's for sure. Eric's in New Hampshire on Tom Brady. Hi, Eric. Eric!
Hello, Mark. I'm sorry about the delay.
No, I'm sorry about the... Hey, Eric,
thanks for holding on.
Thanks for your patience, buddy.
No worries. Quick question. I think, you know, you're not going to get Tom Brady as a villain from me. I will say, I think he's sort of done it to himself over the past however many years. He's taken a team-friendly contract, and all of a sudden, we're going to say, nope, I want X, Y, and Z. So I just think by doing that over however many years he's done it, he's sort of made himself an unwitting victim. I don't know if that makes any sense
it does.
To you guys at all.
Yeah, for his whole career, he was a team-friendly guy. Then all of a sudden, at the end of his career, he wants to cash in.
Hold on. Eric, you say cash in, Ryan. I say get paid like the other quarterbacks at his level in the NFL, which he wasn't last year. He's behind guys like Kyler Murray.
Well, then why is he choosing to do that now?
He's behind about 7 or 8 of them.
Yeah, he was just inside the top 10, yeah.
When he's coming off a year where he wasn't the top 7 or 8.
Well, he's right inside the top 10. Not outside, inside. But go ahead.
No, that was my only point.
Oh, okay. Eric, thanks for your patience, man. And maybe that's the case. Maybe I think there are some fans holding against him. I am not, because I think the last couple of years, you could argue, he's been underpaid, especially 2 years ago. He got a slight raise this past year, got $23 million, still was not quite in line like Drew Brees. And now, because he's a free agent, he can fight for the best deal he can get.
If let's just say he had the same salary the last couple of years. But let's also say the Patriots went above and beyond to get him weapons. They got somebody to replace Rob Gronkowski. They got him a 1A receiver. Would he still be having this? Would he still want to become a free agent?
I don't know. And I'm using the money, but you're right. Maybe it's not money that ends up being the tipping point. Maybe they go to Tom and go, Tom, we're not promising you any weapons. We're telling you that the team, just figure the team you have right now is the team you're going to have.
Right.
And by the way, we're not giving you any offensive input. The money might not matter if they don't let him have any input on the offense next year, right?
But what I'm saying is if money wouldn't be an issue if he had, you know, a number of weapons to play with and he was throwing the ball 30 times a game and throwing for 400 yards because he had wide receivers that could make plays down the field, then it might be all about winning.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. And maybe we're making more out of the money than is actually there.
Well, I think it's a combination where he gets upset because he took less for it was more than just 1 year. He took less 2 years ago, didn't really get much else, but they still won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Then last year, he still had no money, and they didn't go out and replace Rob Gronkowski, so he was doubly frustrated. That's my thing.
Yeah, and I keep using the money, but you're right. No matter what they offer, maybe he ends up taking less somewhere because that team tells Brady, look, Tom, we're going to get you this player, or we already have that player, and we'll let you pick the next two players, which if that's what he puts over money, I can't kill him for that. Because you said if he takes a 1 year with the Chargers, well, they have some terrific offensive weapons already. And if they say, look, we'll fire our coordinator, you bring in who you want to bring in. Because the coordinator's a second-year guy.
Right.
He's not a big deal. If they did that, that's worth probably X million dollars to Brady, right?
You would think. It's sort of what he's looking for.
I wouldn't kill him for that. I really wouldn't. Eddie is also in New Hampshire, next up on Mud at Night. It's 617-779-7937. Eddie, thanks for your patience. What's up?
Hey, Mutt, thanks for taking the call. I want to get to Corona, but before that, I want to explain why I think Brady is the villain in this thing.
I like it. Go ahead.
Let's go way back when he first started out, when Bledsoe got hit. He was the hardest working guy on that team. He was the first in, the last out of the facility. He used to get that special parking spot for the hardest worker. Then you advance the clock 10 years, and now he's running up the back stairs to Kraft to get rid of Jimmy G. He thought he was a threat. Now he goes to not going to OTAs, and now this year he's looking miserable out there. And he's married into Giselle. He's got $600 million in the bank. Of course, he's going to be a different guy today than he was 15, 20 years ago. But the way things have transgressed, I just think it is time to cut bait with this guy.
Okay. Eddie, I think you speak for a lot of people that Brady, in your mind, has changed. I think he's still an elite player who works very hard, whether he has the parking spot or not. But I can see where you're coming from on this.
It's the off-the-field stuff. It's the diva-like mentality.
Yeah, and that's, I think a lot of people change. Someone is not going to be the same at 42 as they were at 21. Like, that's whether it's Hannibal, Mutt, Eddie in New Hampshire. We all change over two decades.
What about Drew Brees?
And if I could just mention about Corona.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're canceling all these events, yet I work at one of the state's largest manufacturing plants. We have over 6,000 people in our plant, and we go in there every single day, 5 days a week. So it's kind of contradictory to be canceling some of these events, yet there's 6,000 people in our plant. We're all going in there every single day.
Well, I mean, Governor Sununu, I've heard him address this quite a bit. I would say we're still very early on the process, and I would not be surprised if companies with large amounts of people are eventually told to stay home. I mean, I can't speak for anyone else except
essential
for
essential personnel. Yeah.
Like for our company, we got in back-to-back hours, we got emails from our boss's boss and the owner of the company explaining basically, look, if you have the sniffles, do not come to work right now.
And limit your travel.
And don't travel.
If you can work from
people
home.
Don't come in the building if they don't have to. So my guess is there are more and more companies that are going to start looking at that. Wait till somebody gets sick in Eddie in New Hampshire's
company.
Well, even
company, just look at...
and then that's it, ball game.
Just, I don't know if you've traffic the last... This week's been nothing.
Been awesome.
Right.
I got to the gym today. The guy's like, here early. I'm like, there's no traffic.
Right.
And to that end, if you're flying right now...
No one's at the airport.
A bunch of people texted in last night. 4 minutes, 8 a.m. yesterday to go through security and TSA check. Not pre-check. Full TSA with no pre-board. At Logan Airport, 8
just
o'clock
on
a Tuesday.
Saw the pictures on Twitter of terminals and then just even the planes themselves.
If you want to put your wife on a plane to Italy right now, you can go for pretty cheap, Hannibal. I know you said that honeymoon, but you can double back right now.
Could. Looking into it.
We should send you. Get the coronavirus. Would that be good for ratings, Nick, if Hannibal got coronavirus?
Why? If they fly through the roof, we'd have a guy on the inside.
Why are you sending me, though?
Well, I think Andy's more important than you right now, don't you?
Well, someone
he's more higher profile than you. Well, Nick Fryer's in there doing a Celtics podcast. You want him to go?
Well, what about someone on the air? Like, I don't know.
Or a good answer.
Wiggy could be good.
I would send Curtis. That's who I would send right now because he's got an Italian background. What are you laughing at, Nick? You like that idea? Send Curtis?
I think we could send. I think we could send anybody.
Chris needs a little getaway.
Wiggy's got the Italian family mentioned today.
Well, Wiggy's going to get sick if he goes there because Wiggy was actively trying to get it at a hospital two weeks ago. Running for president saying, I'm going to get the coronavirus. Meanwhile, I see a bunch of coronavirus calls up there. We're going to come back and jump right to the phone calls next. Mutt at Night, WEEI.
Right back to Mutt at Night on WEEI.
Hannibal in the house, coronavirus expert, kind of, sort of, not really. Mutt at Night, WEEI, all the way until 10 o'clock. At 9 o'clock tonight, the president of the United States is going to speak, I think, to potentially his largest TV audience ever. I think.
You think?
I think there are so many people so jacked up about coronavirus that is going to be monster rating. 9 o'clock tonight, Oval Office.
But not everyone knows about it. It was just announced this afternoon.
But people are home watching the news right now. Everyone's talking about Trump speaking 9 o'clock tonight. This will be bigger than the State of the Union, bigger than his, you know, different things he's done over the years. This will be a monster audience. We'll see how he handles himself because they're at a very sensitive time. There's a lot of people looking for him to fall on his face tonight when he talks about this. We'll see what he does. We will hear President Trump live here 9 o'clock on Mutt at Night because that takes precedence over Brady Watchley's for a couple of minutes. Meanwhile, before we get to your phone calls, if I were president of every company in America right now, you know what I would do?
What would you do?
And if you're an office manager or you have any opportunities to make this change in your office, trust me, your employees will love you. Maybe you're doing it already, but here's what you do. You need to put a small trash can outside all bathrooms. Here's why.
Outside
all
yes,
bathrooms.
Because then people...
You explain. No, you're the expert. You're the expert. Go ahead.
It's your thought. You'll explain it better than me.
So it just happened to me where I washed my hands, that it's saying happy birthday. Grab the paper towels, use the paper towels to open the door, and then have to walk down the hallway with the paper towels to find a trash can. There should be... How's that sound?
It would make the door knobs and handles safer, yes.
I am the king of coronavirus protection, right there. That and
you take it a step further where you carry your paper towel down the hallway. Like, I bet most people just drop in the trash in the bathroom and just open it.
But then you got to go back. How do you go back, though? The door is open. If the trash is further away, you drop it on the bathroom floor?
No, you put it in the trash barrel, then you open the door and leave.
Oh, no, because I don't want to touch
right.
the door.
I'm saying that's you're taking it a step further by doing that.
Yeah.
But putting it outside would make everyone do it your way.
Very good point by you. So if you're an office manager, can have this effect in your office, do it tomorrow. Trust me, you'll get someone to walk by and say, hey, Sue in accounting, great job putting that trash can out to the men's room. We appreciate that. Amanda is calling in on Mud at Night next up at 617-779-7937. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I was calling because I'm wondering, if they keep canceling all the schools, then who's going to be taking care of all the kids or paying for it?
Yeah, it's a great question. I don't
you
know. Because
you
like,
know better than me. What are you going to do with the kids?
Because, Amanda, here's the other issue. If the schools close, the daycares are also probably going to close, right? So if you have a kid in daycare and you've got to now stay home, I think then you're in a position where you're going to have to ask your employer to work from home. I think, and if you can, you're in a good spot. If you can't, you're right. It's a brutal spot to be in.
Because I work in a pharmacy. I'm actually one of a lead tech in my store, so I can't take time off.
Especially right now.
especially right now with everything else going. So I can't take the time off to take care of the kids, but then I can't send them to school or daycare if they close them.
So then hopefully you have someone.
How am I supposed to take care of the kids?
Amanda, are there friends and family that can help out?
No. All my friends and family work in retail or something else, too.
See, I wish this is why we're not coronavirus experts, Amanda, because I don't know what the answer to that is. I know for me, my wife's a teacher.
That's just a wonderment I ended up having because of everyone finding out they're canceling schools and stuff. Like, what? Not that you, obviously you're going to know the answer, but it's people have to think about that. How are parents going to take care of their kids without leaving them home alone?
Yeah, I think in your case, because you would be in the category of a much
essential,
needed essential worker right now, as the things going on, people are fighting it, and people are in pharmacies and getting their over the counter stuff and deal with other things. You have to be there, so I guess what you would hope is that there are some private daycares that stay open for people like you that need to be at work. I mean, it'll cost you more money, I would bet, but you hope there's a private daycare or two in each town that'll stay open, stay clean, stay sanitized, and allow people like Amanda to bring their kids there. You hope that's the case.
Yeah, because then the other wonderment is, it does cost more money.
Oh, yeah.
Parents don't always budget for something like that.
Of course not.
So then they live paycheck to paycheck, so then that kind of hinges other things, too.
Oh, yeah. This is the...
Oh, there's no doubt.
The economy, this is, another thing, is going to take a huge hit, too.
And they issued it. Thanks for the call, Amanda. It's a good question, which, again, we're not qualified to answer.
No.
And I have two kids that I'm not qualified to answer. I'm trying to think now. So for me, technically...
Well, you would probably have,
it would not really be an issue.
You
because
have family?
No, my wife's a teacher.
So your schedules don't...
I don't come to work till the afternoon. Right. Like, if I need to play daddy daycare...
You can do that.
If the school is closed for Carter... And Bennett can't go to daycare for whatever it is. I can stay home even if Jess is teaching, she's home before I have to go to work.
Right.
So technically, other than affecting my quality of life.
Your my personal time?
I have to father these damn kids for more hours a day. There wouldn't really be an issue. But Amanda probably speaks to a lot of people. But is that why there's a state of emergency where they've now this $15 million fund they've cracked open? Can that be used in some way, shape, or form to create daycares locally for parents? Like, couldn't you see that where some schools end up opening a gymnasium and they offer some sort of daycare for kids who don't have any sort of help by the parents who are at work?
Right. And there's other...
I think.
Other economic things to consider, too. Like, small businesses are probably losing on a lot of money. Businesses in general, travel. Like, everybody's losing money.
So Josh, who's on the board right now, said he can get a flight from Boston to... Where is it? Is it in Italy directly?
Yeah. It wasn't a direct flight.
Okay, but you can get a flight from Boston to Italy for $78.
It was $78. My uncle lives in southern Italy, and they wanted to send me a couple weeks ago when it had just hit.
Oh, thank God he didn't go. You wouldn't be here right now.
No, I wouldn't. I would rather be here, too.
Oh, yeah. You'll rather be here than Italy. I mean, of course.
Right.
Please don't say.
Well, it's true. My aunt is going from Boston to Orlando for $38.
See, and I think if I'd have to sleep, so here's my only, the flight's not the issue. Because I think the flight will be cleanly. I think you can get through a flight and an airport without really exposing yourself, in my opinion.
Yeah, you can.
The issue is when you get to the hotel. And
what if you're staying with family?
I would be flying there. If I had vacation time, I'd be flying tomorrow. Like, I would go somewhere. I would not be worried about flying at all. It's the hotel that I'm not sure if it's cleaned, or as we found out with one of the Boston hotels today, they announced, oh, by the way, two of our guests tested positive.
Right.
So we don't know what to do.
It's just
now.
The element you can't trust who is there. And so many people are coming in and out.
And it's not a certain hotel chain. Just like, okay, well, people, I'm sure they clean, but did they clean enough where if that person was infected,
right,
did they clean enough where I'm now not going to get infected?
Correct.
So the hotel is the issue for me, not the flight. But I'm with you. Like, restaurants and bars and, you know, breweries or distilleries.
See, so
like, what?
Andy actually said this. Where do you draw the line? Because you didn't go to.
I told you, hotels.
But what's the difference between, like, you didn't go to the water park last weekend?
It wasn't a water park. Again, Andy Hart doesn't listen.
Indoor water
park. Well, it was an indoor pool. It was indoor pool at the hotel.
Okay.
But that was not the reason why I was not going. The reason why was that you're sleeping in a hotel bed that I'm not sure if it's clean or not. Now, he said bring your own sheets. And I'm like, no.
Okay.
No.
So it was
a good idea. Good idea to bring your own
sheets. Shut up. With two young kids. Yeah, guys, bring the sheets too. Oh, honey, I'll be upstairs taking the hotel sheets off the bed and putting our sheets on the bed.
It'll look like the Griswolds.
Oh, it's disgusting.
So it was the hotel aspect.
It was the hotel. It was not a water park. It was skiing, which is, again, outdoors, it's fine.
Okay.
Wasn't worried about that. But then the hotel part of it was scared us all.
See, I was confused.
Because we still went skiing, but it was a day trip to, I'll say it out loud, Wachusett. So went to Wachusett, grabbed lunch, and came home. Like that.
All right.
So we're still supporting it.
I feel better.
But the hotel
now
scared me away.
No, that's fair. That's totally fair.
I'm not going to any big events this weekend. Like, I'm staying away.
But so
now.
What class? What if you go to a bar that has like 200 people?
I don't think I'm visiting a bar right now. Like, there
you
are
just
some,
said you're going out to restaurants and
breweries.
Well,
it was a small restaurant on the mountain. Like, this was not a huge, like, jam packed.
You just said you were going to go. You would still
lunch only. Oh, how about this? I would not go to the social hour at night. Like, I'll say
4 o'clock,
this on the air.
I'm done.
We had planned on Friday a little Mud at Night outing after the show. I'm not going now because the people that are going, your friends Anderson and Shime, want to go to this, like, very popular bar in Brighton, and I'm not going. I'm just punting altogether. I'm saying, nope, I'll go home. We're going to reset this thing down the road.
Okay.
So it's not happening. 617-779-7937, the phone number. More of your calls on Tom Brady. Can he be the villain? More of your calls on coronavirus, if it affects on life and sports. And I'm sure we'll get more on that as the show moves on. Meanwhile, Dan Patrick joined the growing list of people who is just spitting out Patriots PR, ripping the Brady market earlier in his broadcast today.
Interesting.
We'll get to that. We'll get to Hannibal's thought on the market with your calls. Hour 3, Mud at Night next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.